It's Friday, January 27th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Microsoft Q2 earnings, revenue up, Windows OEM revenue falls 39%. Gartner predicts growth in the zero trust programs by 2026, despite unprotected areas of vulnerabilities, and decrease in employee engagement and increase in disengagement, Gallup report finds. This is the Business of Tech. I wanted to dive into Microsoft's earnings. The company posted their second quarter of fiscal 2023 results this week. Revenue is up 2%, but net income has dropped by 12%. The results come just days after Microsoft announced 10,000 layoffs. Windows OEM revenue fell by 39% in Q2. Microsoft CFO Amy Hood provided guidance of mid to high 30% declines in Windows OEM revenue for Q3, alongside mid 40% declines for devices revenue. Hood blamed a slowdown in growth of new business for having an effect on revenue from various businesses within the company, including revenue from standalone Office 365, enterprise mobility and security, and Windows commercial products sold outside the Microsoft 365 suite. Microsoft Office, cloud, and server products drove revenue in Q2. Microsoft's cloud revenue is a significant influence on this quarter's earnings, with overall intelligent cloud revenue up 18% year over year. Server products and cloud services revenues grew by 20%, and Azure and other cloud services revenue grew by 31%. Due to the slowdown, Windows commercial products and cloud services will see relatively flat revenue growth year over year. And Microsoft also expects relatively flat growth in commercial bookings year over year, in part due to the slowdown. Now, one other bright spot. Teams surpassed more than 280 million monthly active users during the quarter, showing durable momentum since the pandemic, and they think it's going to continue to take share across every category, from collaboration to chat to meetings to callings. That number is up from 270 million last year. The number of third-party apps with more than 10,000 users increased about 40% year over year. The more than 500,000 active Teams Rooms devices is a 70% increase year over year. The number of customers with more than 1,000 rooms doubled year over year. Microsoft has added more than 5 million public switch telephone network seats for Teams Phone over the last 12 months. And Satya Nadella called Teams Phone the market leader in cloud calling. The call also revealed that Microsoft's revenue from its security technology business was $20 billion in the past year, up from $15 billion a year ago. Now, why do we care? I went to this level of detail with Microsoft's earnings, as it's an obvious indicator of what areas are hot and what are not when it comes to services too. Cloud, particularly Azure, Office, and the productivity suites are the areas of growth. This also aligns with all of the market growth predictions, particularly with analysts, and with me too. Hardware, not so much. For providers, I'd be looking at the services revenue streams and determining how much is related to each growth area and look to replace any that require those areas Microsoft is concerned about. This financial statement is the most explicit proxy for an IT services firm I could ask for, particularly with Microsoft's focus on business over consumer. A bit more on the Gartner prediction front. Gartner predicts that by 2026, 10% of large enterprises will have a mature and measurable zero-trust program, up from less than 1% today. That said, the approach isn't a cure-all. Gartner analysts predict that through 2026, more than half of cyber attacks will be aimed at areas that zero-trust controls don't cover and cannot mitigate. Gartner recommends that organizations implement zero trust to improve risk mitigation for the most critical assets, as this is where the greatest return on risk mitigation will occur. However, zero trust does not solve all security needs. CISOs and risk management leaders must also run a continuous threat exposure management program to better inventory and optimize their exposure to threats beyond the scope of zero trust architectures. According to a survey released on Tuesday by the Neurostar International Security Council, only about half of companies are getting the proper budgets they need to meet their current cybersecurity requirements. Less than one-third of IT and security professionals said their cybersecurity budgets would remain the same this year, while 6% expect them to fall. Of those, 44% said the budget stagnation or cuts would expose their businesses to more cyber risk. Why do we care? 10% of large businesses doesn't seem like a lot. The federal government has more of a mandate than that. I'm still a believer in the approach, but we'll note it's not a cure-all, and it's not moving very quickly, and it's hard to do. Someone who can figure this space out and implement it more easily will do very well. Let's quote from Axios here. Only 32% of employees said they were actively engaged at work or feeling passionate about their jobs, down from a high of 36% in 2020, according to a Gallup report, which averaged survey results across 2022. Changing requirements around remote and hybrid work and a lack of communication with managers are causing people to psychologically disengage, with increasing numbers feeling like no one cares about them. 18% of employees said in 2022 they were actively disengaged, meaning disgruntled and disloyal, the highest number that has been since 2013. The remaining half of workers are just doing the bare minimum to get by, says Jim Harder, chief workplace scientist at Gallup. Young employees are feeling the most disconnected. Engagement for those under 35 decreased by 4 percentage points, while active disengagement went up by the same amount. Engagement fell across the board, whether someone remote... Engagement fell across the board, whether someone worked remotely, in a hybrid arrangement, or on site. Workers who were in jobs that could be done remotely but were forced to work on site saw an increase of 7 points in active disengagement. A critical move that managers can make to improve engagement is holding one-on-one meetings with each direct report. One recent study found that they led to a 54% increase in engagement. Now, why do we care? It's that last data point. Good managers can improve engagement. The turbulence of the past 3 years is long lingering, and businesses cannot blame remote workers. The noise of tech layoffs in big companies is not playing out with data in services firms or in cybersecurity. Keep your people and work on engagement. Looking to reach MSPs? You know the quickest way to do so. Advertising on this show. Our reach is 5,000 to 9,000 views and downloads a day, bigger than any of those conferences out there. And one booth at a trade show will get you an entire year. Interested in learning more? Visit mspradio.com/engage. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/mspradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.